Greater 96, Hawaii's best mix of the 80s, 90s, and now.
We got Who Tweeted That coming up for some fun prizes.
Oh, yes, great stuff coming up. You don't want to miss out this one, and you don't want to miss this tweet either. You know the... Well, what doesn't kill you makes you stronger. If it kills you, then, oh, okay. That's it. Oh, pal. Greater 96, David Sherry in the morning. It's 6:12.
Greater 96 presents Who Tweeted That? With Dave and Sherry in the morning.
Okay, gang, get ready for this one. Who tweeted this? I just did my nails, and while I am usually really good at it, they look like doo-doo.
Okay, who tweeted that one last night? Was it Lady Gaga, Madonna, or Pink? Lady Gaga, Madonna, or Pink? Give us a call right now, 296-9696. A couple of great prizes. We got a couple of tickets for you to check out the Shanghai Circus this afternoon at 2:30 at the Hawaii Theater, plus a $50 gift certificate to the Friends of the Library of Hawaii's 4th annual book sale coming up this weekend.
Good luck! I do.
Greater 96, Hawaii's best mix of the 80s, 90s, and now we got Dave and Sherry right here on this Aloha Friday. If you haven't frozen yet,
we can thaw you out
with some weather that we're going to tell you about right now, because it is a burr morning, right? So get the blankets out if you haven't done so already. But it's going to turn out to be a mostly sunny day today with some showers in the afternoon, a high in the mid 70s to 80. But the big news really is the surf. They got a high surf warning in effect now for north and some west shores until about 6 o'clock Sunday. So heading through the weekend, they say north side, 20 to 30 feet.
Ugh.
Yeah, some scary stuff.
Like Guy Hockey said, it is very dangerous.
It's very dangerous surf. West side, too, 15 to 20 feet. So they're telling you basically just don't go in the water. Bring your camera and stay on shore.
And this morning at 7:25, we're going to be giving away tickets to Santana's concert. He's coming down next month over at the Blaisdell. So stay close. Here's Danielle with a traffic update.
Greater 96.
Traffic on the 5.
On the west side, we're slowing down as you approach the Military Blue Traffic Management Center. I'm Danielle Tucker on Greater 96.
Crater 96 presents Who Tweeted That? With Dave and Sherry in the morning.
Okay, so who do you think tweeted this? Must I say it, Dave?
You want me to read it for you?
No, I just did my nails, and while I am usually really good at it, they look like doo-doo.
Okay. Who tweeted that one? Was it Lady Gaga, Madonna, or Pink?
Pink.
Pink. Yes.
Oh, that's right.
That's right. Who's this?
Diana.
And where are you from, Diana?
Miami.
All right, Diana. Well, congratulations. You got a couple of tickets to check out the Shanghai Circus. If you got nothing to do today, well, 2:30 this afternoon, come to town and go check it out at the Hawaii Theater. But also, we want to throw in a $50 gift certificate that you can use at the Friends of the Library of Hawaii's 4th annual book sale coming up this weekend. So a couple of chances to enjoy a show and pick up some good bargains as well for free.
Thank you.
Hawaii's best mix of the 80s, 90s, and now.
Aloha!
Restaurants.
Aloha Friday has arrived, and Dave and Sherry is here to put a smile on your face.
Oh, that's right, and at 7:25, hopefully we can do that for you. Gonna give away tickets to see Santana coming down in concert, y'all!
Oh, there he goes, Santana, Michelle Branch, the only man that can hit one note on a guitar, and everybody knows exactly who that is. And he's coming to town in February on the 26th, and you can go see him by winning tickets before you can even buy them. And that's coming up this morning at 7:25.
About an hour from now, that's right. Here's Danielle with an update on our traffic, brought to you by Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance. Visit geico.com at 6:25.
Greater 96.
Traffic on the 5.
We got some slow traffic on the west side approaching the military from the Honolulu Traffic Management Center. I'm Danielle Tucker on Crater 96.
And the in our Who Tweeted That, we're talking about Pink and her tweet about, you know, her nails look like doo-doo.
leads us into this story
about a possible porta potty shortage. Well, as you know, Monday is the Martin Luther King Day holiday. And it also happens to be our local boy, President Barack Obama's inauguration day. And apparently there's a potential porta potty shortage for those planning to attend the inauguration in Washington, D.C. They say standing in restroom lines instead of witnessing the actual swearing-in could be the order of the day. According to the Washington Examiner newspaper, they say event planners budgeted about 1,500 porta potties for the inauguration on Monday, and that's down from 5,000 porta potties they had when Barack Obama was inaugurated in 2009. In 2009, they said 1.8 million people were said to attend, and they say that this year, this coming Monday, it's probably a little more subdued because it's the second time around. However, some experts are saying that 1,500 toilets not be enough. They say spectators, here's where technology comes in. Spectators for the inauguration who have smartphones, you'll be able to download a free inauguration ceremony app for your phone that will actually, using the GPS feature, will point you to the nearest porta potty.
Oh, that's
on your
good.
Phone, so you can
that's
sit there.
You
I need
know.
To go, shishi, okay, where I'm here. Oh, there's one, and you know, it'll lead you right to it. So, there you go, technology.
You know, instead of doing the dance,
yeah,
why not go ahead and find out where's your nearest exit, so to speak.